From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Tuesday, July 7th. Coming up, Chico's next city manager could be finalized today, and the pick is drawing scrutiny.
Also, downtown's free summer parking program is getting early reviews from businesses.
And Mount Shasta officials are trying to calm fears over rumors of an AI data center.
But first, an extremism researcher says a gesture the Chico Library shooting suspect made in court is one piece of a larger online picture. It was an okay hand sign that can have ordinary meanings, but in violent online forums, context matters. That's according to Cody Zoschek, who studies nihilistic violence at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. For him, the okay sign raised alarms.
When I see that, my mind immediately goes to Breton Tarrant, who did the same thing, flashed the OK sign during his court appearance in a picture that has become notorious and infamous among these communities.
Tarrant is the white supremacist who killed 51 Muslim worshippers in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2019. Zoschek has been looking into online accounts linked to the Chico Library shooting suspect. He says the attack reflects a growing form of violence where the goal doesn't always advance a political or religious cause.
When we look at these incidents linked to nihilistic violence, we don't see that social or political end state. What we are seeing are folks who are looking to fulfill an inward emotional need.
He says that can include a search for notoriety or status inside online spaces that glorify past mass attackers. Zoschek spoke with NSPR's Andre Bayek. You can find that in-depth interview at mynspr.org and in this podcast feed.
The Chico City Council is expected to finalize the hiring of its next city manager today, and the choice is already drawing scrutiny. The city announced last week that it's hiring Vallejo Assistant City Manager Jillian Hain. As NSPR's Anthony Vasek reports, Hain's tenure in the Bay Area has been marked by allegations of harassment and retaliation.
Hain was named in two lawsuits from former Vallejo city employees. In 2023, a city housing official claimed being fired in retaliation after complaining about discrimination and bullying from Hain and other city staffers. The Vallejo Sun reported that the lawsuit was settled for $130,000. Last year, Hain was sued again by a former Vallejo spokesperson. The suit alleges that Hain and other city administrators retaliated against the employee for reporting unethical behavior, including ordering staff to delete public records and send out falsified documents. That case is ongoing. In Chico, I'm Anthony Vosick.
Hain told NSPR she can't discuss the pending lawsuit, but categorically denies allegations involving her. She said she disputes a claim about her demeanor in the lawsuit that was settled with Vallejo.
Moving to the city of Mount Shasta, officials there are trying to put data center rumors to rest. City manager Todd Juhas says the speculation spread on social media and led to threats of violence against city leaders. He says it's not true and that no data center is planned.
But it would take rezoning within the city, and that's very unlikely to happen. And I don't think they would have support from council either.
That's in part because data centers require lots of water to stay cool. Juhas says that's not a resource the city would be willing to devote to one. Mayor Casey Globman says Mount Shasta residents have also made it clear they don't want a data center.
We understand how lucky we are to live where we do, and folks are understandably concerned about anything that comes in and threatens that.
In other news, months after a massive pipeline rupture damaged Yuba Water Agency's new Colgate powerhouse near Dobbins, a contractor on the project is suing over the investigation. Drilltech Obayashi alleges investigators are focused on construction errors while ignoring possible operational causes. It wants a judge to require a broader review. The Sacramento Bee reports Yuba Water disputes the claims and says it's committed to an independent investigation.
Also, Willows will get help from a retired Chico police chief as it works to bring back local policing. The city council on Monday approved a contract of up to $60,000 with former chief Mike Maloney's consulting firm. The city has been without dedicated patrols since its agreement with the Glenn County Sheriff's Office expired at the end of last month. Maloney is expected to help line up short-term patrol coverage and then help Willows start its own police department again.
And California has refiled its lawsuit against Shasta County over Measure B, the controversial voter-approved initiative that would change how local elections are run. That's after a state appeals court last month declined to hear the state's case, saying it would first need to be considered by a local court. The Attorney General's office resubmitted its lawsuit against the county on June 30th, saying in a press release the measure undermines state election law protections. Measure B would implement voter ID and counting of ballots and get rid of most voting by mail.
Lastly, it's been a week since Chico launched its pilot program, offering 2 hours of free parking downtown. Yesterday, NSPR checked in with businesses about what they say they're hearing from customers.
We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from customers about the ability to come downtown more often.
They seem to be a little annoyed that they still have to check in at the kiosk.
People are a little uncertain as to exactly how it's supposed to be working.
I think there just were slight confusion about if it's on the street and clarification that it's in the lots. But once I think that gets sorted out, I think that will be really helpful.
The voices of Tamara Peters of Chico Paper Company, Tad Winsens of Bird in Hand, Shauna Claiborne Watkins of The Bookstore, and Scott Cronmiller of Anika Burke. The free parking is only available in designated city lots. You still have to pay if you park curbside. And you need to register at a kiosk or with the city's parking app. The program runs through September. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 7th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.